This is the Kate Daly Show.
Had to start off with something a little eerie. And, of course, get over to Birch Gold 98, 98, 98. This is that one move that you can take that will stop inflation, stop deflation, and really help your economic uncertainty in the world, and also your just give you some peace. If you text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name Kate, you can get some. The only answer, I don't know if people realize that, but this is the only thing you can do to shore up your retirement, your savings, and your IRAs. And it's free to do so. So why not take that step? I highly, highly recommend taking that step. This is the song, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Here we go.
There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
Oh, I love it. You know I had to play that. You know I did. Okay, Melissa, let's take it from here. Just the things that can happen.
Yeah, well, before we kind of move on to what kind of the cultural stuff that's surrounding all this, I want to talk about another earthquake, or excuse me, another eclipse series. In 1811, very similar to what we're setting up here, there was a lunar eclipse that happened on, let me see, September 2nd, 1811, followed by a solar eclipse on September 17th. So same portal, right? That 2-week gap there. That eclipse lasted 6 minutes and 51 seconds. The one coming up is only a 4-minute eclipse. So I don't know what makes an eclipse move faster or slower. I'm sure some astronomer could tell us the answer to that. But yet again, just like this time, the paths crossed directly over the top of the New Madrid fault line. So if you're not from the Midwest and you haven't heard about New Madrid, it's the largest fault line in the country. And in 1811, just a few weeks after that, on December 16th, was 1811, was the first of a whole series, a whole cluster of earthquakes. They estimate between 6 and 10,000 earthquakes along the New Madrid fault line, which runs up the Mississippi River Valley. And of those 6 to 10,000 earthquakes at that time, three out of the top 10 earthquakes ever felt in the U.S., including the number one, all three of which were at over an 8 on the Richter scale, happened in the next 3 months following that eclipse. So some kind of cool stuff if you've never heard about it. It was felt all the way from the Mississippi River all the way to Boston, New York, Washington, D.C. It caused church bells in their steeples to ring in Boston. That's how big it was. It caused the Mississippi River to flow backward for 3 hours. The water actually sloshed up river instead of moving down.
What a trip.
So
scrambles radio waves, by the way. Yeah, mixed up microbes, all kinds of weird shadows, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
It just does weird things. And they still dig up from the 1811 earthquake what are called tar balls out of the sand boils from that earthquake. It released steamy water that kind of percolated up through the Mississippi. It just weird, weird things. They had what they called earthquake smog. It was so dense that they couldn't light lamps. Along the Mississippi. So
Plunging temperatures.
That's going to happen again? I don't know.
Well, we shall see. So what about religious aspects?
Not.
What about the Christian religious aspects?
Okay. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that, because that has gotten a lot of attention. So if you take the three eclipses, the 2017, the 2023, and the 2024 eclipse, the pathway of those three, they form two Hebrew letters over the top of the United States, an Aleph and a Tav. And in Greek, if we were going to use Greek letters instead of Hebrew letters, that would be Alpha and Omega. The first and the last letters. So in Revelations 21:6, it says that Aleph Tav is the signature of God. So is the signature of God being written in the skies over the top of America. So here's where it gets kind of dicey.
Okay.
So eclipses, like we've said, have been used as a warning forever and as a judgment to nations. And the message associated with eclipses is always, it's time to repent and return to God.
Well, amen right there. We know this is true. Oh my gosh. Yes.
So
yes.
In Matthew, you can read in the book of Matthew, you can read where they were asking Christ when was the sign of his coming. And he says that a wicked generation would seek a sign and would not be able to find it except the sign of Jonah. Well, what is the sign of Jonah? Well, I'm sure everybody, if you haven't heard this, okay, the 2017 eclipse pathway went over the top of seven cities named Salem. And Salem is related to the Hebrew word shalom, which means peace.
So wait, let me say that again, because I don't know if people realize that it went over literally seven different cities with the same name.
Yes.
Okay.
Like Salem, Oregon,
yeah.
Salem, Missouri.
Right. Strange.
You know, Salem, Idaho, yeah. wherever the pathway was.
Okay.
This time, it's going to go over seven cities named Nineveh.
Hmm.
We'll let you rest on that for a minute. And not all of them are huge places. Some of them are not even incorporated as cities, but it will go over seven different places that are called Nineveh. And if you know the story of Nineveh and Jonah, remember we're talking about the sign of Jonah now. Now we have this going over seven cities named Nineveh. And Nineveh was a wicked city. And Jonah was called to go and preach repentance to them.
Mm-hmm.
And instead he ran away. We know this story, right? He's swallowed by the great fish. And the fish spits him out right there, right by Nineveh. And so Jonah rethinks and goes in and preaches repentance to the city, and they're given 40 days to repent. Jonah thinks that they're not going to. Actually, I think he kind of hoped that they wouldn't. And in the end, the people of Nineveh, and by the way, this is also connected to an eclipse. An eclipse happened while Jonah was in Nineveh preaching to them, and the people said, you know, maybe we should listen to him. And they changed and repented, and God spared the city.
Hmm.
That's the story. So is that the sign of Jonah? Well, if we kind of take a step back from that, and you look at the location in the sky where this is, where the eclipse will be unfolding, it at its maximum, the eclipse will be located adjacent to the constellation Cetus, which is the great whale in the sky.
Hmm.
Is it a coincidence?
Well, I'm not a coincidence theorist, so no. I think all of these things are relevant. They really are. I mean, I would never dismiss any of it. I never would. Very interesting.
So if we go forward to 40 days after April 8th, we end up on May 18th, 2024, which is the day before Pentecost. And the Pentecost was when the Holy Ghost is among the believers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that in the last days, the Holy Ghost will be removed before the tribulation. So is all of this, or is the sign of Jonah, is this eclipse and the Alpha Tav, the Alpha and Omega, is, and it's all connected, that whole Alpha and Omega is connected to covenant-making people and America as a covenanted nation. Are we being warned, like Nineveh was warned, you got to clean up your act. It's time. I'm sending you, and you can read in the Bible all over the place that there will be signs in the heavens.
Yeah, sure.
Is this one of the signs in the heavens to a nation that says we are a covenanted people?
We'll be right back. Fascinating stuff. More with Melissa Smith. Midwest Melissa, when we come back.